The Power FM Brekkie Show.
One of the big ticket items this Christmas, Jules, I'm guessing, is going to be the PlayStation 5.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Is that meant to be really heavy?
It's big. It's a big console this year.
In comparison to previous little consoles?
It's a beast. I haven't seen one firsthand. I've only seen it in videos and stuff. And it does look big. Dropped November 19, mm-hmm. but much like the PS4 before it, it sold out even before it was available.
Oh, right.
So it sold out during the pre-order stage.
Yep.
And shops, you know, had zero allocation of stock. And mm-hmm. it's a situation where depending when you ordered it, I remember back when I was looking at the PS4, it was like months after the release date that you'd actually be able to get one because you might be getting like the second run of stock or the third run.
Oh, that's so disheartening.
Yeah, so
how much do these go for?
PS5? I don't know. I think they're around 800, it's my guess. 700?
Okay.
Not cheap.
Yep.
Never are. It's weird. The PS4 I was super excited for and all over. PS5, not so much. I'm a bit annoyed because it means the PS4 I've got, that now they're going to start the wind back. They're going to stop making games that are compatible for it and all that stuff. So I'm kind of like, I didn't really need this until next year.
So it's not that impressive.
No, I think it is.
Okay.
I think people have...
You've just grown up a little bit.
It could be it, Jules. I don't know. Okay. Growing up, growing out of, I don't know. I probably will get one.
Yeah.
But there's not the urgency there was...
With the PS4.
With the PS4. I remember when I went and picked up the PS4, I had to order. I scoured the internet for a place that would have one prior to Christmas, and I finally found a place. I can't remember who I ordered it through. But I ordered it, and I remember getting the notification that it was at the post office. I can't remember why it didn't get delivered to my house. I remember going there and picking up. I was so excited. I carefully carried it out to my car. And then because it was in my head that if this breaks, A, I'm out of pocket, which sucks, but B, I'm not getting another one for like anywhere between 3 and 6 months.
Oh, no, of course not, because they're all on back order.
Yeah, so I was like, where do I put it in the car? In the boot, that's not safe. It can slide around.
Yep.
Put it on the front seat, or what if it falls off? Then it could break onto the ground. So I'm like strapping it into the back seat with seat belts to keep it nice and secure,
nice.
To get it home nice and safe. And
it's usually how I transport wine.
Yeah, we all love our favorite things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was me with the PS4. Haven't been as keen on the PS5, but plenty of people around the world are.
Yeah.
Imagine the disappointment. This has happened to a bunch of UK Amazon customers. They have jumped on social media to express their shock and dismay when they've cracked open the box, so excited, their PS5 has showed up in the mail.
Yep.
They've cracked the lid, opened it, only to reveal cat food.
What?
Or toilet paper.
A wrong delivery?
Or an air fryer. We don't know. That's the thing. It's unknown at this stage whether it's a big scam. So they've spent whatever the PS5 is.
That sounds so dodgy. So what, up to $800 possibly?
Yeah, it's something like that. So it's unknown whether
Surely it's just a mix-up.
Well, that's the hope.
Yeah. Scam.
Yeah, because some are worried that it's some kind of like crime organization that's either swapping out the boxes or maybe just, you know, as a like a fake distributor or something. I don't know. But imagine how devastated you'd be. You'd be, you know, here's the thing.
You know what would have been shocking?
Well,
if the parents had ordered that as a bit of a special Christmas prezzy.
Yeah.
And they hadn't opened it up and had checked it beforehand.
Oh, just whacked it straight under the tree.
Just wrapped it up and put it under the tree.
Reminds me of Christmas in the Cromer household when Dad would try to teach us a lesson. You open up a box thinking you get an exciting new Nintendo, and inside is socks and a book.
Oh.
Useful gift.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
If it's going through Amazon, it should be above board.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. People are lodging their complaints and all the rest.
Get onto Bezos.
Yeah. Just call Jeff direct. Go, hey, Jeff, so I ordered a PS5.
What's going on?
He seems like a pretty techie guy. He's probably got one coming himself.
Of course, I bet he
won't be happy if he gets an air fryer.
He probably already has one.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.